Well, that's the first time I've ever seen a drone in operation. Yeah, a fully professional drone used by a top-class photographer who, you know, has, is Polish. And I couldn't say his name, I have to admit. But my biggest regret is that I didn't capture the sound of the drone taking off. I'm annoyed. I've got no seatbelt on, that's why this thing is pinging. We're at the Bullman in Cork now. I hope we're actually going to get some coffee, or, well, I don't really need more coffee, but just to sit down and get extra charge on the phone. But yes, for this company, Mamuku, whose bag I carry with me almost everywhere, your man was sending the drone up all over Charles Fort in Kinsale, and that's going to be included in the film that's going to be made. I mean, perhaps he's going to send the drone up here, and if so, I will be able to capture the sound outside the Bullman. Okay, I'm being called over. I suspect that I am going to be able to capture the sound. You have to move out of the way of a drone, because if you were hit by a drone, that would be the last piece of audio you'd ever record, I suspect. Magnetic, yes. Buzzing like a bee, eh? Okay, there it goes. It's off into the, making a wide arc of a circle out over the water in Kinsale. And beside me, the photographer is holding a very small thing. I've lost it. It's somewhere in flight over there. I look out here and I can see a big panorama of Kinsale containing loads and loads. Oh, here it is. You can't get all that close to a drone, but anyway, that's what it's like, and this is the strapline of this company, is go your own way. So it's kind of a GoPro thing that goes up in the drone, and so it's directly over a wonderful place called the Bullman. I must get a photograph of that, if I can get a photo of the drone and the photographer, right? The two of them together. Okay, thanks very much for listening, and there'll be plenty more audios during the day today. So, droning out right now.